Hey everybody, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker. So, ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot, just scrolling and swiping without really processing anything? Like our brains have become these giant hamster wheels of endless consumption. Well, guess what? You are not alone. In today's world, with all the notifications and demands for our attention, it's harder than ever to create space for genuine emotional healing. But trust me, fam, this is a non-negotiable. Our mental well-being is directly tied to how we handle those big, messy feelings. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Creating a safe space for emotional healing, because let's be real, you deserve it. Okay, here are 5 things that I think are super important when it comes to building that safe haven within yourself. Number 1. Get comfy with those uncomfortable feelings. Yep, the ones you try to shove down, ignore, or numb out with a few hours of Netflix. You know what I'm talking about? That anxiety that creeps in when you think about facing a challenge, that sadness that lingers after a tough conversation, that anger that boils over at the most inconvenient times. These feelings are like puzzle pieces, each one offering a glimpse into your inner world. Acknowledge them, feel them fully, and don't judge yourself for having them. This is not about suppressing or ignoring, it's about accepting and understanding. Remember, you can't heal what you don't acknowledge. Number 2. Practice self-compassion like it's your superpower. Ever notice how we're way harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else? We beat ourselves up over mistakes, we compare ourselves to unrealistic standards, and we constantly chase after this elusive perfect version of ourselves. Stop it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with love, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. You're human. Next up, find your tribe, those people who lift you up, support you, and make you feel seen. Surround yourself with positive energy, folks who celebrate your authentic self and encourage your growth. It's like having a built-in support system that helps you navigate life's ups and downs. Remember, you don't have to go through it alone. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries, which brings us to number 4. Think of boundaries as the invisible fences around your emotional space, protecting your energy and well-being. You get to decide what's okay for you, what drains you, and what fuels your soul. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, saying no when you want to say yes, setting limits on certain conversations or activities, but trust me, it's worth it. And finally, number 5. Prioritize self-care, because you're worth it. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. What makes you feel energized? What brings you joy? What helps you de-stress and recharge? Make time for those things, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. You deserve to prioritize your well-being. Picture this. You're having coffee with a friend who's going through a rough patch. They're spilling their heart out, feeling overwhelmed by emotions they don't know how to handle. What do you say? Probably something like, "Hey, I hear you, that sounds really tough," or "It's okay to feel that way." You listen without judgment, offer support and encouragement, maybe even share a similar experience of your own. That's what creating a safe space for emotional healing is all about, offering yourself the same kindness, understanding, and compassion you'd extend to a friend in need. So remember, friends, you are not alone on this journey. Creating a safe space for emotional healing takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth every step. You deserve to feel safe, supported, and empowered to navigate your emotions with grace and resilience. And hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm always here. Keep those dopamine levels balanced, keep those conversations real, and keep on healing, one step at a time. Until next time, remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.